Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the first in the series of Life Notes titled A Contemplative Life. This episode is called A Contemplative Life. The Bible message is from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength. What exactly is a contemplative life? How is it different from a regular life? Many of our lives are too busy to add anything new, so where does a contemplative life fit? I intend to make a case for why contemplative practices are important additions, even to hectic lives. First, a contemplative life is not typically a silent, inactive life of navel-gazing. Rather, many contemplative people are active and involved in effective and efficient ways that positively impact the life and lives around them. A contemplative life is not an escape from life's activities, but a technique to become increasingly and effectively present to life's moments. In spite of our best efforts, we can only truly live in the moment. Typically, we find ourselves stuck in our thoughts, mired in regretting the past or worrying about the future. A contemplative life is one that seeks to become increasingly present to the moment while giving less attention to the past and future. In his first letter to the Thessalonians, Paul describes a contemplative life when he writes, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." This may sound like a way of life for someone who has no life. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Most days that is simply laughable. Laughable, that is, when we stray outside of the moment. Contemplative practices focus us. Even our most hectic and stressful daily activities become works of prayer and acts we do with God. We cease feeling that life is being done to us or being forced upon us. We acknowledge the presence and action of the Spirit in all things and at all times. Knowing that God works in and through us gives meaning and purpose to everything we experience, both pleasant and unpleasant. Most of us were taught that prayer is a special time we set aside to be with God. We learned techniques for praying correctly. Prayer before meals required a bowed head, closed eyes, and folded hands. Prayer before bed occurred at the bedside, on our knees, hands folded on the bed. Prayer at church meant being quiet, eyes mostly closed, hands folded in one's lap. When these images comprise our total understanding of prayer, it is no wonder that to pray without ceasing seems like the impossible dream. Must we become something we normally are not in order to please and communicate with God? I believe God cares less about how we pray, and more that we integrate prayer, intentionally being with God, into our daily lives. One aspect of a contemplative life, then, is that it strives to be one continuous, unbroken prayer. That requires our willingness to expose ourselves to God in naked surrender of all our imperfections, all our failings, and everything we do that may or may not meet expectations. We know that God walks with us on every step of every day, no matter where we are, what we do, or who we are with, and that God loves the pure and raw essence of who we are regardless. God rejoices when we rejoice. God weeps when we weep. There is no trick to getting God to join us in our everyday moments. The trick is to acknowledge to ourselves that God is with us in our everyday moments, whether we recognize it or not. When we know we can never stray from God's love and that God will never reject us, we can embrace and fully experience the moment regardless of the circumstances. We can even laugh at our absolute and flawed humanness, knowing God finds even our most annoying quirks endearing. A contemplative life does not separate being with God from anything else. Rather, it allows us consciously to affirm God's presence in all things. We cannot hold God at arm's length. Why pretend as if we can? Three traits of a contemplative life named in Isaiah 30 are rest, quietness, and trust. Interestingly, those are exactly what I crave on my most difficult days. In the coming weeks, I will explore ways to integrate contemplative practices into our daily lives. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand, wishing you peace and every good.